The Steve Gruber Show. Get the news and information vital to your world.
Try to see things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? Why you see it your way? Run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone.
All right, welcome back to it, my friends. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. Brought to you in part by American Metal Roofs. AmericanMetalRoofs.com, offering you the AMR special offer. Go to AMRSpecialOffer.com. See my picture. Save $1,000 on your new roof. And thank you to American Metal Roof for sponsoring the Steve Gruber Show. We appreciate all the support. Well, as I told you before the break, there is a move on by a Canadian group and a Canadian environmental assessment that concludes burying hazardous nuclear material near the shore of Lake Huron in a deep underground bunker is the best way to deal with the waste. Beverly Fernandez here, a spokesperson for Stop the Great Lakes Nuclear Dump. Welcome to the program, Beverly.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Steve.
Well, this conclusion, I believe, happened in May. Tell us about what the plan is and what do you make of it?
Well, Ontario Power Generation wants to bury radioactive nuclear waste that remains lethal for 100,000 years, less than a mile from the Great Lakes. And what we make of it is, quite simply, burying radioactive nuclear waste beside the Great Lakes, the drinking water for 40 million people in Canada and the U.S. defies common sense. I ask you, would you bury poison beside your well?
Well, I mean, so where would you conclude it's a better place to bury this waste?
Well, if it must be buried, Ontario is a vast province. It is the size of France and Spain combined, over 1 million square kilometers. And yet OPG decides to bury it right beside the Great Lakes. There is also another option. It can be re-encased in hardened concrete casks and monitored for leaks. And if a leak happens, it can be dealt with. But OPG wants to bury and abandon this waste. And we will never know if it has leaked into the Great Lakes until it's too late.
Well, you know, I guess my question is this. I mean, obviously the Canadians in Ontario is a vast province, as you said. They also get their drinking water from the same place. Why? I mean, they have no advantage of, if they think it's truly dangerous, to put it there. So what do you think their motivation is?
Well, I guess it's because the site is already there, and apparently the people in the town of Concardon have agreed to host it there. Now, when we look at what has happened on the planet, I think it becomes very clear that it shouldn't. There are only three deep geological repositories to hold nuclear waste on our entire planet, and all three have leaked, including the WIPP facility in the U.S. in New Mexico, and it was supposed to hold its waste safely for 10,000 years, and a mere 15 years into its operating phase, it leaked. It contaminated 22 workers, and the radiation traveled to the next town. So given the fact that all three repositories to hold nuclear waste on the planet have failed, can we endanger the drinking water of the Great Lakes when they provide the drinking water to the people of Michigan and 40 million?
Well, I mean, it's a concern that I understand where you're coming from, but I guess my question is, again, what is the alternative? If you apparently don't believe that nuclear waste can be buried safely anywhere, that's the point of view that they're giving us, right?
No, we're not saying that. We are just saying that if it must be buried, bury it outside of the Great Lakes Basin. And I have to say, I'm not the only one saying this. We have almost 83,000 signatures on our petition, and there are 165 communities that have passed resolutions opposing this plan and opposing a nuclear waste dump anywhere in the Great Lakes Basin. And your listeners might be interested to know that the Michigan State Senate has unanimously passed a resolution opposing the dump and calling for Secretary of State John Kerry and President Obama to intervene. And that does have bipartisan support, as well there is a resolution has been introduced both into the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House, basically saying the same kind of thing, and that has bipartisan support as well. So what we're saying is this decision is a decision that will affect the Great Lakes for the next 100,000 years. The last place to bury and abandon radioactive nuclear waste is beside the largest supply of fresh water on the planet.
And I think that you've made your case strongly and clearly, and obviously the state legislature of Michigan feels the same way. But what's going to happen? Is it going to move forward? Where are we with the program? Because as these things go, usually when a decision is made, governments are very slow in changing their mind.
That's right. We have the decision has, well, it's been approved by a federal panel, and the decision has conveniently been delayed by our Minister of the Environment until after our Canadian federal election. So, as you said, these things, you know, take a slow course, but the voices of the people are very important, and the voices of the politicians in the U.S. are also very important. I would suggest that your listeners, you know, sign our petition, contact their representatives and their senators, tell them they're opposed to the dump, and, you know, contact the governor and say it's time for the governor of Michigan to speak out to oppose this project.
And what about the governors of all the eight? Hold on.
That the voice of the people and the voice of the politician have stopped projects before. And in fact, there is a Canadian precedent when the U.S. was contemplating a similar situation with a nuclear waste dump in shared water basins. And our politician, Joe Clark, spoke out at that time, and the U.S. did back down. So there is actually a precedent here. So if the, you know, the people and the politicians speak out, we can get this thing stopped.
All right, and if people are interested in this conversation, Beverly, we're on the line with Beverly Fernandez, a Canadian environmental assessment. Concludes burying hazardous nuclear waste near the Lake Huron shoreline is a good idea. Of course, Beverly thinks otherwise. Stop the Great Lakes nuclear dump. Beverly, where do people find out more about your group?
Well, if you just go on the internet and type in Stop the Great Lakes nuclear dump, we're all over it. Our Facebook will come up, and that's where we post all current information. And our website will come up. And go to our website. It's very well documented. You'll find a lot of information there. And the petition is there, too. So it's important. We have about 18,000 signatures on our petition from the people of Michigan. So clearly, they are concerned. And the more signatures we get, the better.
All right. Beverly Fernandez, thank you for taking the time today to talk about this. And again, folks, you can go find that Stop the Great Lakes Nuclear Dump. Beverly, have a great day.
Thank you so much, Steve.
There you have it. Beverly Fernandez, everybody. And, you know, it's worth the conversation for sure. You don't want toxic nuclear material making its way into Lake Huron or anywhere else around your well. But how much of a concern is it? Well, go read and educate for yourself. I know about as much about it as you do, having discussed it with Beverly. So that's why we share the best guests in radio with you, so we can learn together. It's the Steve Gruber Show.